This graphic audio title features both parts of Shadows Fall by Simon R. Green in our dramatized adaptation, audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A Movie in Your Mind.
Graphic Audio presents Shadows Fall by Simon R. Green, narrated by Scott McCormick and a full cast. There's a town where dreams go to die, a place where nightmares end and hope itself can rest, where all the stories find their ending, all quests are concluded, and every lost soul finds its way home at last. There have always been such places, scattered here and there in the dark corners of the world. But down the years, as science grew and magic waned, much of the wonder went out of the world, and the hidden places grew few and far between. Now there's only the small town of Shadows Fall, tucked away in the back of beyond and overlooked by the everyday world. Few roads lead there, and fewer still lead out again. You won't find Shadows Fall on any map, but it'll be there for you if you need it badly enough. You can find all sorts of things at Shadows Fall. There are doors that can take you anywhere, to lands that no longer exist and worlds that someday might. Strange people and stranger creatures walk the sprawling streets, along with everyone you ever knew or hope you'd never have to meet again. In this faraway town, mothers and fathers can find lost children, and children grown old can find their parents once again, to unsay harsh words and angry silences, and heal old wounds that have never been forgotten. In Shadows Fall, you can find judgment or forgiveness, old friends and childhood enemies, love or hope, or a second chance. It's that kind of place. Mostly, though, it's a town where people go to die. People and other things. Shadows Fall is the elephant's graveyard of the supernatural, where people, creatures, concepts, and stories go to die when no one believes in them anymore. Everything that is believed in strongly enough takes on a kind of presence, a kind of life that persists even after the belief has gone. But there is no room for such as that in the real world. And so they go, traveling through city shadows and back streets no one uses anymore, until at last they come to Shadows Fall, step through the forever door, and pass out of the awareness of the world forever. Or they can stay in Shadows Fall, become real, grow old, and die a natural death. At least that's the idea. The reality, as usual, is much more complicated. It was carnival in Shadows Fall once again. A time of feasting and revelry, parades and fairs, conjurers and costumes and marvels. At the edge of town, tents and stalls had appeared all over Lumpkin Hill, as though by magic, springing up overnight like the kind of mushroom that gives unquiet dreams when eaten. Bands played and couples danced, and children ran through the good-natured crowds, so full of happiness and excitement they felt as if they might explode at any moment, and sprinkle all the people with wild delight and joie de vivre. It was early in the evening, in the middle of November, the darkening sky just dark enough to set off the glowing paper lanterns and the occasional spontaneous burst of fireworks. A brisk wind stirred the flags and pennants and the ladies' dresses, and spread the smell of barbecues and roasting chestnuts across the cool evening air, already sharp with the promise of winter. It was a time of celebration, of life and living, a final farewell for
Sample complete. Ready to continue?